This is Classical IPR, a service of Interlochen Center for the Arts.
Welcome to Classical IPR in Concert. I'm your host, Amanda Sewell. Pianist Sarah Cahill is one of the leading advocates of music by contemporary composers. She recently gave a performance at Interlochen Center for the Arts, and this recital featured entirely music written for her by some of the most remarkable composers of the 20th and 21st centuries, including Meredith Monk, John Adams, and Terry Riley. Sarah Cahill opened the performance with excerpts of Step Music, that's STEPPE, Step Music, by Meredith Monk. And of this piece, Meredith Monk said she tried to write for the piano the way she would write for the voice. And she treated the piece as a kind of aural landscape or topography. Each section has a different vantage point that ranges from aerial to microscopic. Here is pianist Sarah Cahill performing at Interlochen Center for the Arts, excerpts from Step Music by Meredith Monk. We heard excerpts from Step Music by Meredith Monk, Step, STEPPE, music written for and performed by pianist Sarah Cahill. You're listening to Classical IPR in Concert, a recent performance given at Interlaken by pianist Sarah Cahill. The next piece Sarah Cahill performed is called Authentic Presence, written for her in the year 2000 by Ingram Marshall. And Marshall has said that this piece is his attempt to project a continuous state of mind or presence. He says it has an underlying sense of forward motion, but it also stops and starts so that it can divert and reflect over the course of the piece. Here is Sarah Cahill to perform Authentic Presence, music of Ingram Marshall.
Thank you.
Pianist Sarah Cahill performing Authentic Presence, music of Ingram Marshall, here on Classical IPR in Concert. I'm Amanda Sewell. Thanks for joining us for this special presentation. You can find the complete program at our website, classicalipr.org. This performance Sarah Cahill gave at Interlochen Center for the Arts featured music written exclusively for her. And the next piece we're about to hear is one of the very first pieces ever written for her, one that John Adams wrote in 1977. It's called China Gates, and Sarah Cahill was just 17 years old at the time. And China Gates has really become one of the most iconic pieces of 1970s minimalism. Here it is, performed by its dedicatee, Sarah Cahill. Thank you. pianist Sarah Cahill performing China Gates, a piece John Adams wrote for her in 1977. You're listening to Classical IPR in Concert. This is a recent performance given by pianist Sarah Cahill at Interlaken Center for the Arts. The next piece on the program is one that Cahill commissioned from the composer Anaya Lockwood in 2001. Sarah Cahill was commissioning pieces in memory of the American composer Ruth Crawford Seeger on the occasion of the composer's 100th birthday. So Anaya Lockwood called this piece RCSC to refer to Ruth Crawford and Sarah Cahill. And Anaya Lockwood, in fact, based the pitches in this piece on a tone row that Ruth Crawford Seeger used in the final movement of her string quartet, written in 1931. Here's pianist Sarah Cahill performing RCSC by Anaya Lockwood on Classical IPR in Concert. Pianist Sarah Cahill performing RCSC, music of Anaya Lockwood, written for her in the year 2001 to commemorate the 100th birthday of the American composer Ruth Crawford Seeger. The next piece that Sarah Cahill performed was one written for her by Phil Klein. It's called The Long Winter. And Phil Klein has said that he wrote this piece as a response to the events of September 11th, 2001. And he said the long winter is both literal and metaphorical, referring to how he felt following the events of that day. He said, "Now in this long winter, we gather with friends, staying warm and watching the embers die out at the end of the night, wondering how we will get through." Here is Sarah Cahill performing The Long Winter, music of Phil Klein, on Classical IPR in Concert.
Thank you.
The Long Winter, music of Phil Klein, inspired by the aftermath of September 11th, 2001. Commissioned by Sarah Cahill and performed by her at Interlaken Center for the Arts. I'm Amanda Sewell. Thanks for joining me for this special presentation of this recent recital given by Sarah Cahill at Interlaken. The next piece on the program is one of several that Sarah Cahill commissioned on the occasion of the composer Terry Riley's 80th birthday. It's a work by Samuel Adams, and it's called Shade Studies. Shade Studies, music composed by Samuel Adams for the 80th birthday of the composer Terry Riley, written for and premiered by pianist Sarah Cahill, who we heard performing recently at Interlaken Center for the Arts. I'm Amanda Sewell. Thanks for joining me for this special presentation of Sarah Cahill's recent recital at Interlaken. The final piece on the program is a piece by Terry Riley, called Be Kind to One Another. And Riley said the music began as an improvisation, music that he put together as he was trying to encourage his young twin grandchildren to go to bed, and the children always wanted to hear it right before they went to bed. Riley formalized and wrote down the piece into what we're about to hear, and the title, Be Kind to One Another, is something that he took from what Alice Walker said right after 9/11. She said, "We must learn to be kind to one another now." And Riley has said that this piece, Be Kind to One Another, is a statement for peace, and it's designed to create a feeling of balanced equilibrium and compassion. Here's Be Kind to One Another, music of Terry Riley, performed by pianist Sarah Cahill. Thank you. Be Kind to One Another, music of Terry Riley, performed by the person who commissioned and premiered it, Sarah Cahill. I'm Amanda Sewell. Thanks for joining me for this special presentation of this recent concert given by Sarah Cahill at Interlochen Center for the Arts. The recordings heard on this program were engineered by Stefan Wiebe and Michael Culler.